For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, September the 3rd, 1999. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Ken and Annie Schisler from Uruguay, South America, are the ministers of the evening.
Praise the Lord. You know, you folk look like you need a couple more songs tonight. Amen. We're a people that are accustomed to singing for hours. In fact, our longest service lasted 11 hours.
Yes, amen.
And don't get frightened. I see two clocks facing me in this place. Praise God for that, brother. 11 hours. In fact, in that service, we walked out of the service, left the people worshiping the Lord. They were so involved with God that even noticed we left. We went home, took a shower, changed our clothes, and came back, and they're still going at it. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The book of Obadiah, verse 17, says that on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many know they've been delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ? Praise His name. But you know something? It's one thing to have an experience with God. And it's another thing quite different to live in the power of that experience. Amen? And to keep your deliverance, you have to walk in liberty. Amen? And one of the ways we express our liberty is when we come into the presence of the Lord. We open our hearts. We let loose of our prejudice, our fears, our hang-ups, our holdbacks. You name it, you have to let it go. Amen? There's a song we sing down there. I don't know if you know it up here. But translated, says, let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. There's deliverance in Zion for you and me, so let the oppressed go free. I like that little word, let. That's a creative word that God Himself used in the beginning. It's very powerful. It means let it be. Let it come to pass. Let it come out into the place where it begins to bring new possibilities, creative possibilities. Hallelujah. And when we put that word in our mouth, when we put the word of the Lord in our mouth, we allow the Holy Spirit to anoint it. Things begin to take place. Not only do we say it, but something takes place within us. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but my engines still need to be warmed up tonight. I want to declare, let the oppressed go free. I want to say it first. For my own domestic scene, and then for everybody else that needs it too. Amen. We want to say, let the oppressed go free. Let all fear, all bondage, all sense of oppression, all indifference, all unbelief, all anxiety, let it be gone in Jesus' name tonight. And I don't know if you can sing it sitting down. I have to stand. So if you want to, join with me.
Let
Hallelujah.
Let the oppressed go free.
Let the oppressed go free. There's deliverance in Zion for you and me. So let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. There's deliverance in Zion for you and me. So let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. There's deliverance in Zion for you and me. So let the oppressed free.
Just hold on a minute. Before we send the Lord off doing some errand here or there, let's begin around home. Eh? When Gideon was called of the Lord told him, begin with your own domestic gods. Remember that? He had to stand up. He had to rise against the gods of his own family, of his own household. Well, if there are any left in your household or in your own personal life tonight, you can say, by the word of the Lord, by the authority of His declaration. Lord, I want to go free. I want to make sure everything within me is free to worship You, to come into Your presence tonight, because really the objective is not only to be delivered. Really, the objective is to come into His presence, to be free, to come to Him, to have fellowship with Him, to enjoy His presence. Amen? That's why you're here tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Start right in your own backyard then. Amen? Amen? Maybe as faith arises in your heart, you'll be able to encompass this area. Maybe you'll even be able to believe for this city. And even if your faith gets that big enough, you'll be able to believe for your nation and even for the world. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing it. Let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. Amen. There's deliverance in Zion for you and me. So let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. There's deliverance in Zion for you and me. So let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. There's deliverance in Zion for you and me. So let the oppressed go free. I'm sorry. I have to keep interrupting. But I'm just used to a different environment. We have about 300 people in our congregation, and as soon as we give out the first song, they take off like a 747. I mean, they lumber into the sky and they get going right away. Praise God. I don't know how anyone can really sing and praise the Lord and stay stuck in one place, you know? Amen? So we're going to do something different tonight. We can march around these aisles. You know, hear the front, go around to the back. Everyone in this place. Amen? Sometimes it helps just to act out in our body what we're declaring is true in our spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's do it tonight. Let the oppressed go free. Amen. Let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. There's deliverance in Zion for you and me. So let the oppressed go free. Whoa, let the oppressed go free. Praise God. Let the oppressed go free. There's deliverance in Zion for you and me. So let the oppressed go free. Whoa, let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. God, traffic jam here. Take another route. Take a shortcut if you want to.
Oh, let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. There's deliverance in Zion. You and me, so let the oppressed go free. Hallelujah. Let the oppressed go free. Let the oppressed go free. There's deliverance in Zion, you and me. So let the oppressed go free. Oh, let the oppressed go free.
I will put on the garments of praise. You sing that here? You sing it? I like it because it expresses a purpose. You know, you have, I would say, 90% of a praise service breakthrough when you've already come decided that you're going to praise the Lord, that you're going to put on the garments of praise. Have you decided tonight to put on the garments of praise? We're saying we left off the garments of oppression and fear and anxiety, amen, and defeat. We've left those aside. Well, let's get dressed then. Eh? Let's put on the garments of praise, of righteousness, of rejoicing in our God. Let's sing that one. You know it here? Well, help us then. Help
Hallelujah.
Us. Hallelujah. Everybody help us. Yes. 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 Please.
Praise God. Amen. You ready to get dressed? Ready to put on the garments of praise? Hallelujah. Purpose in your heart tonight.
Yes.
Lord, we haven't come here to be entertained.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We're not here to here simply to hear another preacher blowing hot air. Amen. We're here tonight to honor the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he's given to us the garments of praise. Hallelujah. The garments of praise. I will put on the garments of praise. So let the spirit of heaviness be gone from me. I will put on the garments of praise. I will put on the garments of praise. I will put on the garments of praise. So let the spirit of heaviness be gone from me. I will put on the garments of praise. Yes, I will put on the garments of praise. I will put on the garments of praise. So let the spirit of heaviness be gone from me. I will put on the garments of praise. I will put on the garments of praise. I will put on the garments of praise. So let the spirit of heaviness be gone from me. I will put on the garments of praise. Whoa! I will put on the garments of praise. I will put on the garments of praise. So let the spirit of heaviness be gone from me. I will put on the garments of praise. Bible speaks of a wave offering. When we wave, we are also saying goodbye. Amen. We're saying goodbye tonight to any spirit of oppression and fear and doubt and unbelief. It's gone. We wave goodbye. Amen. We wave goodbye to the spirit of oppression, to the spirit of the enemy. And also, as we wave, we're welcoming. We welcome the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. Oh, we welcome you, O God. We welcome you, O God. We welcome your Spirit, O Lord. We welcome your person in this place, O Lord. You are here. Oh, wonderful, 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 wonderful. Wonderful is your presence, O Lord. Wonderful is your spirit, O God. Wonderful is the anointing that rests and flows in our midst. Oh, just open your heart. Just open your mind. Just open your spirit unto him. Oh, come and impregnate, O God, our very being with a spirit of praise, with a spirit of freedom, with a spirit of song. Oh, we love you. We honor you. We exalt you, Lord. How wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful you are, O God. Lord, we welcome your spirit in our midst. How wonderful, how beautiful you are. Lord, tonight capture the attention of every heart in this place. Lord, let our focus, our perspective, be a focus and a perspective that comes from looking upon you. Lord, in faith, through the Spirit, through that wonderful sense of your presence, Lord, in our midst, it allows us to lift our eyes from surrounding things, from our own selves, from our circumstances, and it frees us, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Tonight, tell him how much you appreciate him. Forget about us. Forget about who's at your side, and tell him tonight, Jesus, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Lord, we have so many things that occupy our time, our attention, and our best efforts. But Lord, tonight, you are worthy. of our worship. You are worthy, and we value you. We value your presence. We value your work, your operation, your word in our lives. Yes, Lord.
I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. My God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
One more time, please.
I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. My God, to whom all praise.
Once again, please.
I stand in awe of you. I stand
Jesus.
In awe of you. My God, to whom all praise.
We glorify you tonight in our heart.
Porque nadie es como tú, Señor.
Because no one compares with you.
Señor, de nada valdría poder hacer o decir cosas.
Lord, it would be of no value to try to say or even think things if you're not present.
Porque tú eres lo más importante.
Because you are the most important of all.
Lo más hermoso, Jesús.
You are the most beautiful one of all.
Y no sé cómo fue tan inmensa tu gracia, Señor, que pudo alcanzarnos a nosotros.
And Lord, I simply can't understand how great your grace was that reached down to reach every one of us.
Pero aquí estamos, Señor, por ti.
But Lord, here we are tonight because of you.
Y para ti, Jesús.
And unto you.
Para adorarte, para
to
amar,
worship you, to love
para
you.
Publicarte.
To publish your name.
Para poder estar contigo como con ningún otro.
To be able to be with you as we are with none other.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Hermoso eres tú.
You are so beautiful and so wonderful.
Gracias por tu presencia.
Thank you for your presence.
Gracias por tu gran amor.
Thank you for your great, great love.
Cristo, te amo también en esta noche.
Lord, I love you tonight.
Gracias, Jesús.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Es hermoso nuestro Señor.
Truly our Lord is wonderful, is beautiful.
¿Qué importaría todo lo que pudiéramos hacer o todo lo que fuéramos?
Of what importance would it be
anything that we would try to do on our own.
Pero solamente él, y por él, y para él.
Only because of him and through him and unto him is there importance.
Cada vez que vamos a hablar, vamos a compartir.
Each time that we have something to share,
quiero buscar dentro de mi corazón que estoy.
I always endeavor to find that or to encounter that deep within my heart.
Bien alineado con Cristo.
I'm well lined up with Jesus Christ.
Por él estoy hoy aquí.
Because of him I'm present here today.
No porque lo merezca.
Not because I'm worthy of it by any means.
Al contrario, porque no lo merezco.
On the contrary, because I am unworthy.
Es que me hace sentir tanto amor en el corazón.
That is the reason why I feel such great love, since such great love for him.
Para poder decir, Señor, qué privilegio poder publicar lo que tú eres.
To be able to say, Lord, what a privilege it is for me to publish your name, your word.
Hallelujah.
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 Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Quisiera compartir con ustedes.
I would like to share with you tonight.
Unas cuantas de las visiones que Dios me ha mostrado para
este momento. Some of the visions that God has given to me.
Para esta hora.
For this hour.
Y luego poder leer algunas escrituras.
And to be able to share with you some scriptures that relate to these revelations.
Pero primero voy a comenzar con las visiones.
But first of all, I would like to begin telling of some of these visions.
Voy a contarles que hace bastante tiempo el Señor me viene dando de diferentes maneras.
I might tell you that for some time the Lord has been sharing with me in different ways.
Una gran tormenta.
And telling me of a great storm or a storm of darkness.
Que está cubriendo la faz de la tierra.
That is covering the face of the earth.
Recuerdo la primera vez que me enfrenté a esta tormenta.
I recall the first time when God showed this great storm to me. The first occasion.
Era cuando se levantó la dictadura de Argentina que fue tremenda.
It was at a time in which a dictatorship was arising again in Argentina back in the early 70s.
Y con esa dictadura tremenda que trajo tanta sangre derramada sobre.
And this dictatorship brought a great bloodshed upon the country.
Nuevamente Dios me la mostró en Europa en el año 1989.
And again, in 1989, the Lord showed it to me again in Europe when I was visiting there.
Estábamos en Inglaterra.
We were in the country of England.
Y estábamos hablando a una congregación así como ustedes.
And we were speaking with a congregation just like we're doing tonight.
Y en ese momento Dios mostraba parte de esta tormenta que iba a arrasar Europa.
And at that time God showed to me that part of this storm of darkness was going to come across Europe.
Y que realmente iba a traer cambios más grandes que la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
And that it was going to bring greater changes than even the Second World War did upon that continent.
Y realmente estamos viendo en Europa cambios tremendos que jamás hubiéramos pensado.
And certainly today we can observe some of the tremendous changes that are already taking place in that continent.
Pero eran tormentas como si fueran controladas y localizadas.
But I could view that these storms that the Lord was showing to me were controlled and even local to certain regions and areas.
Muy diferente a lo que Dios me está mostrando para esta hora.
They were quite different than what he is showing to me for this hour.
Estaba orando ahora meses atrás.
I was seeking the Lord a few months ago.
Y mientras llegaba a su presencia.
And as his presence began to envelop me.
Sentía que él me cubría con su sangre.
I felt how that he covered me with his precious blood.
Me sentí tan cubierta,
I felt
tan
so
segura.
Covered, so secure.
Y cuando sentí esa cobertura de su sangre, él me llevaba como al centro de esta tormenta. Pero ahora
and as I felt the covering of his blood, he took me to the very center or core, as it were, of that storm.
Pero ahora era diferente.
But on this occasion it was different.
Cubría toda la faz de la tierra.
I could see that the darkness was covering the whole face of the earth.
Es como si se hubieran acumulado. Era una pila tras otra.
It was as if all the former storms, the smaller storms, had accumulated and begin to cover in one larger storm the whole face of the earth.
Y yo sentía cubierta con la sangre y sabía que si no era por esa sangre, el terror de esa tormenta.
And I felt so covered by the blood of Jesus, and I knew that unless I had been covered, the very terror of that storm would have affected me.
Qué tremendo.
It was very great.
Él me dejaba ver partes de los espíritus que componían.
The Lord allowed me to view some of the spirits that made up, that composed that storm of darkness.
Primero veía los espíritus que reinaban sobre las naciones, sobre el mundo, poderosos, con autoridad.
First of all, I could see some of the spirits, dominating spirits that reigned over the countries and over the governments.
Interesantemente, esos espíritus hacían la tormenta más oscura porque se movían.
It was very interesting to view how that these spirits would come together and even cause the darkness to become more intense.
Y yo sabía que eran los gobiernos.
And I knew this was representing the governments, even powers of government.
Yo me daba cuenta como nunca antes.
And I realized as never before.
Qué tremendo como ellos se unían. Es que el diablo jamás puede unirse para una razón, porque el diablo en su maldad pelea entre sí.
She gets carried away. I realized that the devil was coming together, bringing his powers together in a united force, even though that is unlike the devil to unite.
Even between them. Pero esta vez se unían.
But on this occasion, the demon forces were coming together.
Y traía una gran oscuridad sobre
and it was bringing a great darkness upon the face of the earth.
Conmovía muchas,
it was
mucha, mucha conmoción sobre los hombres.
It was bringing great unrest among mankind.
Mientras miraba esto sobre las naciones,
as I viewed this upon the nations,
veía parte de la tormenta,
I could see part of the storm,
la influencia que tenía
and I could see its influence upon the church,
sobre el cuerpo de Cristo,
upon the body of Christ.
Podía ver que en cierta manera también venía sobre ellos.
I could see that in a certain way this was influencing God's people.
Y me di cuenta como el enemigo desde el principio, Dios me lo revelaba.
And I realized from the beginning, as God began to reveal this to me,
desde el principio, desde la más remota hora,
from the very beginning,
su más grande propósito, su
the greatest purpose of the enemy, his great jealousy or desire, was against the children of God, the sons of God.
Es tremendo el odio que el enemigo tiene.
It's very great and intense, the heat of the hatred of the enemy against God's people.
Porque no puede entender jamás cómo Dios puede amarnos tanto.
Because he can never come around to understand why God loves us so much.
¿Cómo puede darnos tanto de él mismo?
Why God would share so much of his own nature with us.
Cómo Dios puede incluirnos en su mismo corazón.
And how God would include us in his own heart, would it be?
Porque hermano, hermana, es tremendo.
Because my dear brother and sister,
el poder de la salvación, de la regeneración.
The power of salvation and regeneration is tremendous.
Nosotros usamos esas palabras comúnmente hoy.
We lightly treat these terms many times.
Muy light, muy, muy superficial.
In a very superficial way, many times we throw these terms back and forth.
Tremendamente poderoso en el mundo invisible.
But it's of tremendous impact in the spiritual world.
Cuando Dios mueve su gracia,
when
su
God
vida,
moves in grace,
sangre, para
with
salvar,
his life,
para regenerar, para tomar,
and flows down with his blood to cleanse and purify and regenerate.
Hace saltar las fuerzas de tinieblas.
He causes the forces of darkness to react.
Entonces yo veía estas fuerzas de tiniebla con esta hora.
So I could see this storm of darkness, these forces of darkness,
realmente reforzarse contra los escogidos,
as if it
de Dios,
were,
contra los hijos de Dios, contra los redimidos de Dios.
As if it were taking new force, new impetus.
Pero lo hacían de una forma increíble.
But they were doing it in a very strange way or different way.
Lo hacían con la sutileza.
They used a great subtlety.
Lo hacían con espíritus que ahora voy a mencionarles, con espíritus de mediocridad.
They used a spirit of mediocrity.
Con espíritus de tibieza.
A spirit of lukewarmness.
Con espíritus de dejar pasar el tiempo.
A spirit of procrastinating, putting off.
Con espíritus que te envuelven y te toman todo el ser, que no tienes ni idea de nada de Dios, porque ni te da el tiempo para Dios. I'm sorry.
With a spirit that totally encompasses and takes away our time even for God.
Tremendo como se ha infiltrado en la iglesia.
It's very astounding how this has infiltrated into the very people of God,
la
into the church.
La comodidad del cristiano actual.
The comfort of the present day Christian.
Nos pone muy vergonzosos delante del Señor.
It brings us shame before the eyes of the Lord.
La comodidad, la superficialidad.
The superficial lifestyle, the comfort of our lifestyle.
No tenía que entrar con grandes guerras.
The devil didn't have to come in with mighty wars against us.
Sino con astucias.
But with great guile.
Apelando a lo que la carne quiere.
Expecting our flesh to react or respond to his strategies.
Por eso es una hora de mucho cuidado y de mucha
importancia. That's why it's an hour of such great carefulness and sensitivity.
Y mientras estaba mirando estos espíritus,
as I was viewing these spirits working in this storm of darkness,
gobernando los gobiernos, los países,
controlling governments and nations,
tratando de encontrar vetas en el pueblo de Dios,
endeavoring
en el cuerpo
to find
de Cristo,
places where they could vulnerate.
Dios me mostraba que había dos posiciones de cristianos.
The Lord showed me that there were two positions for God's people.
Una era arriba de la tormenta.
Two possible positions. One was on top of the storm.
Hermano querido, sobre esa tormenta brilla la luz más tremenda.
I want to tell you tonight that beyond or above that storm there's the most glorious light.
Increíble.
Incredible.
Es el
astounding.
Despliegue del Espíritu Santo.
A mighty working of the Holy Spirit, a mighty manifestation of the Spirit of God.
Para aquellos que están en ese lugar.
For those that dwell in that level, in that sphere.
Oh, qué tremenda es esta hora.
What a great, astounding hour this is.
Por más despliegue que el enemigo quiera hacer con su tormenta, por más opresión que traiga sobre la faz de la tierra.
Because even if the enemy manifests himself.
Aunque el enemigo tratara de manifestarse como nunca.
Even though the enemy should try to manifest his power more than ever before on the face of the earth.
Arriba de esa tormenta.
Above the storm.
Hay un derramar del
There's a mighty outpouring of the Holy
Hay una
Ghost.
Luz del mismo corazón
There's a
de
light
Dios.
That flows from the very heart of God.
Hay vida de Cristo.
There's life from the very Christ
derramarse los
that he
Jesus.
Would outpour upon his own.
Querido hermano y hermana,
my dear brother and sister,
aquellos que están sobre la tormenta,
those who are above the storm,
han de vivir los momentos más gloriosos,
shall live the most glorious moments,
que Dios nos tiene
times,
preparados para esta hora,
that God has prepared for this hour.
Aleluya.
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 Mueve tu corazón. Pero había pueblo, mucho pueblo.
But at the same time as I viewed the people above the storm, I saw another people below the storm, a great multitude.
¿Sabe? Pertenecían a Cristo.
They belonged to Christ.
Pero estaban tan debilitados.
But they were so weakened,
por estos espíritus,
so worn down by these spirits, these influences.
Tan debilitados.
So weakened.
Pertenecían a él, pero Dios tenía...
They belonged to him.
Dios tenía que operar en
but
ellos
God
con
had
golpes,
to work and deal with them with situations
con condiciones que los movían,
circumstances that would move them, would get them, shake them up. That's, thank you.
No eran como estos que estaban arriba.
They were not like the people that were above the storm.
Y el Señor me revelaba por qué.
And the Lord revealed to me the reason why.
Por cierto, me daba cuenta que los que estaban arriba eran consagrados.
I realized that those that were above the storm were consecrated.
Había obediencia en
There was obedience. expressed. They were totally surrendered. There was purity in their lives.
¿Sabes, querido, querida? Hoy en día tú hablas de estas cosas y la gente parece no entender.
Maybe today if we would speak of these to the larger multitude, many would not understand.
¿Por qué hoy en día se habla tanto de bendiciones que se olvida de las condiciones?
People are so prone today to speak of the blessings, they forget the conditions, as was said earlier.
Se olvidan que Dios es santo.
They forget that God is holy.
Que él es verdadero.
That he is true.
Y que ninguna tiniebla habita en él.
And that no darkness can abide in him.
Que él es luz.
He's light.
Y sabes, querido, podía ver a estos.
And I could view these people.
Entregados.
These people that were surrendered.
Y yo le preguntaba, Señor Jesús.
And I asked, Lord.
¿Cómo puede ser en mi vida?
How could this be in my life?
¿Cómo puede ser en mi corazón? ¿Cómo tú moldeas una vida así?
How can you mold in my life that I might become like those?
Y él me dejaba ver, es día tras día.
But he allowed me to see that it was day by day.
Qué importante es que yo esté consciente hoy.
It's so important that every day, today,
haber entregado mi todo.
I be aware of the fact of fully having surrendered my life or my heart to
mi
him.
Atención,
my attention.
La oración, el buscar
my
a él,
prayer, my seeking of his face.
El rendirme a sus condiciones.
Surrendering totally to his conditions, his stipulations.
Dejar que lo mío se vaya apagando.
Allowing that which is mine to wear down, to wear away.
Dios me mostraba que la
and allow his to grow within.
Dios me mostraba que las vidas que permite que sea así,
and the Lord showed to me that those lives that allowed him to deal with them
se van edificando en el mundo espiritual.
Are continually being built up in the spiritual world.
Tal vez no lo ves de este lado. Tal vez te parece uno más, casi igual.
Maybe you don't see it in this world. Maybe
te parecen igual unos a otros.
Maybe everyone looks the same.
Pero no es así.
But it's not that way in the sight of God.
En el espíritu, en la vida espiritual, en la presencia de Dios.
In the presence of God, in the spiritual.
Fuertes edificios gloriosos.
In the presence of God, he views mighty buildings that are in these lives, represented in these lives.
Con su imagen, con su
that bear his image,
vida,
his nature,
con
his
su
life,
luz,
with
con
his
su
life,
espíritu.
With his spirit.
Mueven allí, mueven acá, aunque todavía están acá.
They are moving up there in that realm, even though they're still living down here.
Estamos viviendo de este lado, pero pertenecemos allí.
We're living in this realm, but we're also up there too.
Aleluya. Porque todo lo que Dios tiene preparado, querida,
because everything that God has prepared
es para este lado
it's
también.
For this, it's for this side also.
Es para este lado, no es para el final de los tiempos.
It's not just for that final day.
Es para ahora.
It's for now.
Gloria a Dios. Y comprendí que
and I realized
mi vida la limpieza.
I realized the importance of allowing my life to be sanctified and purified.
Dejar que Dios cambie.
Allowing God to mold, to change.
Que Dios haga su obra, va edificando esa fortaleza.
That God might
de luz,
that God might
poder.
Edify, that God might build up.
Que él puede usar.
That he might use.
Y sabes, esa era la diferencia con los otros que eran arrastrados.
And this was the difference with those other multitude of people below the storm.
Que escuchan, pero parece que nada les entra.
Even though they hear the word of the Lord, nothing really penetrates their understanding.
Es como que escuchan una cosa más y siempre están escuchando, pero nunca están aprendiendo.
It's as if they're always listening or hearing and not ever learning.
Porque el que aprende es el que lo pone en la práctica.
Because he who learns is the one who puts it into practice.
¿Es verdad?
Right?
¿Es verdad?
Is that true?
Si tú aprendes a ser un doctor, lo pones en la práctica luego.
If you study to be a doctor, you begin to practice medicine.
Right? Right? Y si tú realmente escuchas la palabra de Dios,
if you truly,
esa palabra es vida.
If you truly hear and receive the word of the Lord, it becomes life.
Y esa vida se transforma en algo tan
and that life
a lo
becomes something totally different than anything that we are in the naturals
Hallelujah.
Or in the flesh. Hallelujah.
Por eso la Escritura dice, no seamos oidores solamente.
That's why the Scripture says we should not be only hearers,
sino hacedores de su palabra.
But those who practice, that put into practice the word of the Lord.
Pero todavía había más.
But there was more yet.
Estos que estaban arriba,
these people that were above the storm,
ahora en estos tiempos, ahora,
now in these
ahora,
times, now,
pueden traspasar la tormenta, ayudar
these people
a los
could
que
come
están
down,
abajo.
These people could come down through the storm and help those that were below.
Y no van a ser tocados.
And they will not be affected.
Porque están cubiertos
by that
por
darkness because they're covered by the work
Jesús
by the work of Jesus
Hallelujah.
By the work of Christ in their lives. Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios. Si valdrá la pena, querido, pasar la tormenta
it
arriba.
Is certainly worth the while
pasar la tormenta arriba.
To be above the storm, to be consecrated, to be surrendered, to be identified with those, to be identified with those that allow God's dealings in their life, that allow those purifying works of the Lord.
Oh, ya lo creo.
I believe it.
Bendito sea que hay un lugar y una oportunidad. Bendito aquellos que no doblan sus rodillas.
Blessed be those that.
Amen.
Blessed be those who don't bow their knees to the baals of this world.
Porque Dios tiene preparado esta hora gloriosa.
Because,
ahora.
Because God has this glorious hour prepared for us now.
Donde él derramará de su santo espíritu.
Where he will pour out of his spirit.
Con gracia.
With great grace, with great power, with revelation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y no estar debajo de la tormenta, sacudido por todos los sentimientos.
And not to be under the storm, shaken by the influences of that darkness.
Gloria a Dios que hay un lugar arriba de esto.
Praise God that there is a realm, a sphere beyond and above the storm.
Si la oscuridad de cubrir la tierra, sabe hermano, yo le puedo contar montones de cosas respecto a la oscuridad. Pero si la oscuridad va a cubrir la tierra, que la cubra, porque más pronto se cumple el plan de nuestro Señor.
I could share many, many things regarding the darkness covering the earth, but let it be so, because it's going to be part of that which brings glory to God.
Hallelujah. Él está a control. Él está al control de todo.
God is in control of everything.
Y aunque estos momentos nosotros nos sentimos sacudidos,
and even at these moments, though we are shaken, and even though there is more shaking on the way,
nuestro Señor no cambia.
Our
nuestro
God
Señor
does
no
not
se
change.
Mueve.
He is not
nuestro
moved
Señor
by these things.
Nuestro Señor lo planeó, lo preparó, y preparó la provisión para esta hora.
Our God has planned this hour, and He's also given the resources for this hour.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, Señor, prepáranos.
So, Lord, prepare us.
Señor, haz lo que tienes que hacer.
Lord, do what you have to do. Shake your church up.
Señor, sacude las comodidades.
Lord, shake
sacude
us out of our comfort. Shake us out. Shake us away. Shake us out of the spirits that are tormenting the people of God.
Líbranos, llénanos,
Lord, fill us, deliver us, shine upon us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aunque espero grandes cambios,
even though I expect great changes
en la condición sobre la faz de la tierra que
and the conditions as we view the church, the world today.
Mi corazón está ansioso por ver el derramar.
My heart is anticipating the time when we will see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit as never before.
Los verdaderos cristianos se van a levantar.
And where the true Christians, the authentic Christians, will arise.
Y no va a haber lugar para la tibieza y no va a haber lugar
and there will be
para
no
la
longer any room for lukewarmness.
Sino para la verdad o la muerte.
But for truth or death.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios. Vamos a leer en la palabra de Dios.
So let's read now in the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. Isaías 61.
Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1.
Dice, es para mí
una profecía de vida y de
esperanza. This is a wonderful prophecy and encouragement from the Lord.
Que realmente estamos viendo los resultados de
eso en nuestras
congregaciones en Sudamérica.
The results of this word even in our own congregation in South America.
Dice, levántate y resplandece, porque ha llegado tu luz y la gloria de Jehová ha resplandecido sobre ti.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Aleluya. Porque he aquí que las tinieblas cubrirán la faz de la tierra y la oscuridad los pueblos, es verdad. Pero sobre ti resplandecerá Jehová y será vista su gloria.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Porque donde abunda la tiniebla abunda también la gracia de su
And where darkness abounds, where sin abounds, much more does grace abound.
Pero junto con esta gloriosa recompensa,
but together with this glorious outpouring of the Lord Jesus,
hay también hay también una un paréntesis para meditar y realmente
but also
alerta
there's a word
corazón.
Of alert to us on
vamos
the part, an admonition on the part of the Lord.
Yes, vamos a leer en 1 Tesalonicenses 5:6.
Please turn with us to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Chapter 5 and verse 6.
Por tanto, no durmamos como los demás.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others.
Sino seamos sobrios.
But let us watch and be sober.
La sobriedad de quien realmente está atento y dispuesto.
The soberness of those who are really alert and ready.
Dice en 7:6, sigamos a 7.
In verse 7,
porque los que duermen de noche duermen, y los que se emborrachan de noche se emborrachan.
For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night.
¿Qué clase de borrachera, hermano, hermana?
What kind of drunkenness may it be speaking of?
¿Qué clase de borrachera en la que está hablando? Dice, los que se emborrachan no se emborrachan.
For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night.
Hay algunos cristianos que no están borrachos del Espíritu Santo, sino
there are many Christians
natural.
That are not drunken with the Holy Ghost, but with just the natural cares of this life.
Están borrachos. Están borrachos de la vida natural.
They're intoxicated with the natural life.
Ya no ven más. No sienten más.
They no longer can see or be sensible. They're so taken up with their natural environment.
Sabes que el principal peligro no está en las cosas que son tremendamente malas, porque de todo eso
you know,
nosotros más o menos sabemos algo.
The principal risk is not in the things that we know that are against us.
Pero sino en esa dejadez de la vida.
But many times in the things of life that encompass us.
Amen. Amen. Somos honestos para reconocerlo.
And we would be honest before the Lord to recognize this.
Amen.
Amen.
La vida natural ha tomado mucho. Y acá en Estados Unidos, le puedo decir...
Here in the United States...
Por favor, es tremendo aquí. Están totalmente controlados.
Here in the United States, I see so many people so controlled by the natural things.
Es un espíritu muy fuerte.
It's a very powerful spirit.
Y realmente el Señor dice no seamos borrachos de la vida natural.
So God does not want us to be intoxicated with
sino
the natural things of this life,
amen.
But with the Holy Ghost.
Aleluya. Vamos a mirar en Lucas 21:34.
En Luke chapter 21 and verse 34.
Mirad por vosotros. 21:34. Mirad por vosotros que vuestros corazones no estén cargados de glotonería, embriaguez, de las preocupaciones de esta vida.
And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares.
¿Se da cuenta que es una tremenda trampa?
Do you realize what a trap this is? What a snare?
Dijéramos que todos los cultos fueran de 7 horas. ¿Sabe cuánta gente gritaría en Estados Unidos?
If we were to say tonight all our services are going to be 7 hours long, you know how many people would protest here in the States?
Todos.
Everyone.
Seamos sinceros.
Let's be sincere.
Seamos honestos.
Let's be honest with ourselves.
¿Es verdad o es verdad? Todos tenemos tanto que hacer.
We all have so many things to do and so many occupations.
Nos está robando el tiempo de que el Señor nos prepare.
But that's robbing us of being prepared and allowing the Lord to work in our lives.
Aleluya, Dios cámbianos. Porque vendrá sobre todos los habitantes de la superficie de la tierra.
For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth.
Es true. Amén. Mateo 5:15.
And Matthew chapter 5, verse 15.
Recuerda que estamos viendo algunas alertas.
We're just looking at a few admonitions on the part of the Lord.
Estamos viendo las actitudes que debemos realmente evitar y tomar.
We're just viewing some of the attitudes we must avoid and the attitudes we must truly assume in God.
Dice, tampoco se enciende una lámpara para ponerla debajo de un cajón, sino sobre el candelero, y así alumbra a todos los que están en la casa.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Limitaciones humanas.
The bushel stands for human limitations. It's a measure.
¿Sabe cómo continuamente estamos usando este cerebro en contra del Señor?
You know how many times we use our brain against God?
Estamos limitando.
We're limiting God by our own understanding.
Dios no me puede pedir esto. Dios no puede hacerlo. No, esto no puede ser así.
God can't ask this or that of me. He can't do the other.
Estamos poniendo la luz.
We're trying to put his light under a measure.
Porque si esa luz es de Dios sin limitación, va a iluminar todo.
Because if that light has no limitation, then it should have no limitation in our life. It should shine all around us.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Dime amen o no. Sí,
say
sí.
Amen, please.
¿Estás aquí?
Are you here?
Amen.
I say amen. Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios. Ahí se escuchó el amén. Gloria. Vamos a Primera de Juan 2:15.
First John.
No, no, vamos a Lucas 12:35, perdón.
Luke chapter 12 and verse 35. Luke 12 verse 35.
Estén ceñidos vuestros lomos y encendidas vuestras lámparas. Y sed vosotros semejantes a los siervos que esperan a su Señor cuando ha de volver de las bodas para que le abran al instante y que llegue y llame.
Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh they may open unto him immediately.
Amén. Bienaventurados aquellos siervos a quienes el Señor los encuentre velando cuando llegue.
Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching.
Y el resultado de todo este proceso.
And the result of all this process.
De permitir a Dios orar.
Of allowing God to groom us, to mold us, to work in our lives.
Es llegar a la comunión.
It is to arrive, to come to the place of fellowship.
Llegar a una completa entrega,
a full intimacy,
con
a oneness with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Aleluya. Lo más tremendo,
the greatest
lo más
thing that
tremendo es llegar a tener con
the greatest Dios. Thing is to come into that place of fellowship with Him.
Y esto lo dice, bienaventurados aquellos siervos a quienes el Señor los encuentre velando. Y cuando llegue, de cierto os digo, ceñirá y os se sientan a la mesa y viniendo les servirá.
Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down and meet, and will come forth and serve them.
Es lo más tremenda la comunión con Cristo Jesús.
The greatest place we can attain is a fellowship with Jesus.
Porque es en el lugar donde él abre su propio corazón.
Because it's in the place where he discovers or unveils his heart to us.
Muchas veces me he encontrado en ese lugar.
Many times I found myself in that place.
No sintiéndome nada,
feeling as nothing, asking, questioning in awe, Lord, how could I ever come to this place?
Y como respuesta he encontrado que él abre su corazón.
And as an answer to my query, he would open even his heart even more to me.
Y mostrándome lo que él es.
And showing, revealing his very nature, his very self.
Mostrándome la grandeza de su amor.
Showing me the immensity of his love.
Y yo no creo que eso es solamente para una vida.
And I don't think that's only for just one life.
Es para todo aquel.
It's for anyone, whosoever.
Que realmente quiere.
That really desires
entregar su vida total.
To give their life totally.
Y hallarse en ese lugar,
and to find themselves in that place of fellowship
donde él abre el corazón,
where he unveils his heart,
donde puedes sentirte querido, querido, más amado, más
where you will find yourself so assured, so enfolded,
tan amado,
so loved,
como ningún otro lugar.
As in any other place possible.
Pero de ese lugar fluye la revelación y la vida de la Trinidad.
But from that place flows the very revelation and life of the Trinity.
Del Padre, del
of the Father, of the Son,
Peter,
and the Holy Ghost.
Dispuesto a compartirlos con los
willing
suyos.
To share himself with his own.
Con esa remanente, con esos escogidos.
To share himself with the remnant, with those that are chosen.
Que de por sí no merecían nada, pero que él les
that are unworthy of all, but yet he gives his all to them.
Qué glorioso lugar.
What a glorious place that is.
Querido, querida, ¿cuánto tiempo perdemos?
How much time we lose.
¿Cuánto de él?
How much time we waste.
He
would deposit so much of his own nature in us if we would allow him to do it.
Gloria sean dadas a nuestro Señor. Glorias sean dadas a nuestro Señor. Aleluya. Aleluya. Unas escrituras más. ¿Puedo unas escrituras más?
A few scriptures more.
Primera de Tesalonicenses 5:8.
First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8.
Pero, ¿cómo?
Ah,
perdón. Primera de Pedro 1:13. Perdón. Vamos a Primera de Pedro 1:13.
1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13, please.
Por eso, con la mente preparada para actuar, siendo sobrios, poned vuestra esperanza completamente en la gracia que os
wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Todo regenerado por Cristo Jesús.
Regenerated by Jesus Christ.
Mente, alma, espíritu.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Todo regenerado por
our whole being made unto his likeness.
Hallelujah.
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 Gloria a Dios. Efesios 5:14. Por eso dice.
Pero,
I'm sorry.
Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14.
Despiértate tú que duermes y levántate de los muertos y te alumbrará Cristo.
Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Mira pues con cuidado cómo os comportáis. No como imprudente, sino como prudente.
See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
Redimiendo el tiempo, porque los días son malos.
Redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
Por tanto, no seáis insensatos, sino comprender cuál es la voluntad de Dios.
Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
No os embriaguéis con vino, pues esto hay desenfreno, más bien seáis llenos del Espíritu Santo.
And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Quiero comprender lo que Dios nos está diciendo en esta.
I want to understand and apprehend what God is saying to us at this time.
Quiero despertar para Cristo.
I want to awaken to Jesus Christ at this hour.
Gloria a Dios. Quiero ser parte de esa comunión.
I want to be a part of that fellowship that is possible in Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No quiero simplemente calentar una silla en una iglesia.
I don't want just to warm a pew in a church.
Quiero vivir para Cristo.
I want to live for Jesus.
Quiero vivir la realidad de la vida de Cristo en mí.
I want to live the reality of Christ within me.
No solamente en un momento, sino todo.
Not just for one given experience, but for the whole my whole lifetime.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Romanos. Vamos a hacer esto de Filipenses, mejor. Filipenses 2:14.
Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14.
15. Filipenses 2:15.
2:14, 15, and 16.
Para que seáis irreprensibles y sencillos, hijos de Dios, sin mancha, en medio de una generación.
Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye might be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
Reteniendo la palabra de vida.
Holding forth the word of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Resplandeciendo en esta hora.
Shining forth this hour.
Shining
in surrender and consecration.
Resplandeciendo en vida consagrada.
Shining forth in life.
Dejando el llenar, dejando
allowing
tomar,
him to fill, allowing him to take.
Para que él realmente transforme nuestra vida y
so that he can totally flow through our lives and so that we might be used for him.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Vamos a estar de pie.
Let us stand, please.
Señor Jesús, agradecemos y te alabamos y te adoramos,
Jesus,
por la misericordia.
Jesus,
la fidelidad.
We thank you for your grace, for your faithfulness, for your mercy.
De prepararnos, de advertirnos,
and
de
that you call us and that you warn us.
Y de, Señor, también darnos de tu provisión
and
de
that
vida.
You purpose to give of your provision, of your resources of life.
Porque no hay ninguna excusa para vivir en tinieblas.
Because, Lord, there's no excuse to live in darkness.
Porque tú eres la luz.
Because you are light.
Que resplandece.
You're the light
en
that shines,
corazón que
that shines in our hearts. Shines in every heart that surrenders to you.
Señor, resplandece en nosotros esta
Lord,
noche.
Shine in us tonight.
En una forma especial,
in a special way, Lord.
Con tu Santo Espíritu,
with your Holy
presencia.
Spirit, with your presence.
Señor, si hay tinieblas, tú reprendelas
en
tu nombre.
If there's darkness, Lord, you yourself rebuke them, cause them to flee from our hearts.
Señor, si hay quedadeces, tú levántate.
There are things that hold us back.
Con tu fuego,
arise, O Lord, and with your mighty fire, burn those things out of our lives.
Pero, Señor, obra.
But Lord, work
in cada uno,
and each one,
tienes que obrar en esta
and each
noche.
Life in whom you choose and purpose to work tonight.
Yo sé que hay una obra especial para cada uno, tal vez diferente uno de otro.
I know there's a specific work for each one of us.
Pero déjale al Señor
a work that God
noche.
Wants to do, but allow him to do it, to perform
trabajar
it.
En ti.
Allow him to deal in your life.
Acercarte a él.
Draw nigh to him.
Prepararte.
Prepare your heart and your life.
Estaremos ministrando a aquellos que realmente sientan
we will be
entregar su vida totalmente.
We will be ministering for those that truly feel this desire, sense this desire in their heart.
Todo aquel que así lo sienta puede venir aquí al frente.
Anyone who wants or feels this way may come forward at this time.
Y estaremos todos los pastores que están aquí presentes
and
orando.
All the ministry that is with us will be here praying.
Jesus. Estás aquí, Señor.
Estás aquí, Jesús. Estás aquí, Señor Jesús.
Jesus, you're here.
Con gracia, con misericordia.
With great grace and mercy.
Y no hay como tú, Jesús, que tienes las llaves de cada corazón.
Lord, you have the key to every heart, to every life.
Inúndanos con tu presencia.
Fill us, inundate us.
Inúndanos con tu presencia.
With your presence.
Que todo lo nuestro, Señor, que las luchas de la vida, que las circunstancias,
let our struggles, our circumstances, the conditions of our life be released.
Todas, Señor, huyan de nosotros.
Let them flee.
Llénanos, Jesús.
Fill us, Jesus.
Oh, cada uno con lo que eres tú.
To each and every one, Lord, with your own self, with your own nature.
Bendito, 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 bendito eres tú.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
I need you more. It's all I belong, but I need you more than ever, Lord. You do many good things, tremendous things for me, but I need you closer than ever, Lord.
You need not expect or wait the moment that we minister to you. You might, even now where you are, just open your heart to the Lord, begin to talk with Him, begin to speak with Him. He's the anointer. He's the one that needs to work in our lives. Just open your heart to Him. Just speak with Him. Just tell Him. Tell Him. Speak with sincerity, with truth. Speak. Allow the Holy Spirit to move in on you as you open your heart to Him. As you move toward Him, He will move toward you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, we don't want to be moved by fear, but by love. Tonight we come because our hearts yearn for You, because our hearts desire to be among those people, Lord, that You are causing to be birthed at this time. Oh, groom us. Deal with us. Mold us, O God. Move us out of our comfort zones. Move us out of our indifference. Move us out of our faithlessness, our unbelief, O Lord. Quicken a new inspiration, a new desire, a new hope, a new love, O Lord. Holy Spirit, pour forth. Pour forth upon us, Lord, a new Pentecost, a new baptism of love, a new baptism, O Lord, of light. Oh, a power. Lord, we need it. We need it. We need it. A new Pentecost. Lord, not some far gone memory, but fresh and new, Lord, as only You can give. Oh, Lord, that's why tonight we place ourselves in Your hands. We place ourselves at Your disposal, oh God. We're here before You in Your presence, Lord. Oh, release, 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 Lord. Release Your life and Your power, Your might, Your glory, Your presence, Your fellowship. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, right there where You are, right there where You are, You can pray, You can seek Him, You can approach Him. God is approachable. He's not a far-off God. He's a close-up God. He's a close-up God. He's a God that's nigh. He's close at hand. He's near you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, 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 Lord. Karaba yasi tirianda raba yasi tirianda raba yasi. Yaraba yasi tirianda raba yasi tirianda raba yasi tirianda raba. Rabo yasi tiriata raba yasi tirianda raba yasi. Yes, 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 yes.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there.
It's like going to Bible school at home.